also, your wife has a couples ministry.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, my wife is probably one of the most soft-spoken people, but she has a firm heart. When I say a firm heart, meaning she believes strongly, and she's passionate and strong. She's very passionate about what she believes, and she believes that we as ministers of music, we as artists, sometimes need to embrace those who walk with us, and those, like the wives that you see at some of these wives and husbands at some of these award shows and concerts, they never get to talk to each other. So she initially started with just saying, hey, I'm going to reach out to some of these artists' wives and whatever, and just kind of let them know that you need someone to talk to. We can talk to each other. We can kind of network or whatever. It went from that to different, just not artist-wise, but people who are in ministry. So like different ministers of music at churches started reaching out to her, asking her for counseling. And they would ask for both of us to counsel them. So it went from that to becoming a couples ministry, which we now call Amazing Love. And it's not just artists. It's not even just ministers of music or anything. It's just people who just want to embrace what God has called for, which is healthy marriages in this day. I think the enemy has tried to attack families. Bishop William Murphy said something to me that was amazing. He said, the first relationship that God made, the enemy attacked it, and God's been trying to repair relationships ever since. And that was Adam and Eve.
Wow.
So ever since then, the enemy has sought to attack the family and has sought to attack marriage. And we're just trying to help and fortify and really push the envelope for healthy and strong marriages in the gospel music industry and just overall in the church. And, you know, God has really blessed us, and we've gotten to reach many ministry couples that are looking to promote the same thing. So we praise God for the ministry he's given to us.
Our guest is J.J. Harrison, his new single, You Are Worthy. J.J., let's go back a little bit. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Awesome God.
Yeah.
When you did that, did you think you would be where you are today?
Absolutely not. I can tell you that song was actually written by a guy named Pastor Sean Brown. We used to direct the choir together and sing together. And it was really a crazy time because, you know, we weren't looking to record. Sean and I were just great friends, and he was a preacher kind of singer, and I was just this guy who was from Brooklyn and found myself in Connecticut. And I'm getting married to the pastor's daughter. But we never really saw Youthful Praise doing what it did. We only recorded because we wanted to be able to have something to sell when we went to sing, because we were going out to sing and everybody else had a CD to sell afterwards and we didn't. So we printed 1,000 CDs and said, hey, you know, we're going to have something to sell when we go out. Somebody from a record label just got a hold. As a matter of fact, gospelflavor.com, which was a website, actually said, you know, we love this. We're going to help you put it out. And they signed, you know, they got a distribution deal with Light Records, which now has been our record label for the past 10 years. So we never saw it happening the way it did. Again, we were just some kids who wanted to have a CD to sell after the concert. But that just shows that if your heart is in the right place and it's for what God has intended for you, he'll bless it. And again, do more than what you imagine. So God has really blessed us and put us in places where we never expected to be, and we're forever grateful.
What's next?
Wow. I really think, you know, what I'm trying to do now is we have so many great artists in Youthful Praise. I would say at least 10 people who have solo careers that are pending. So what I'm trying to do is help promote and push them individually. So next time we come together as Youthful Praise to record, not only will you recognize me, but you'll recognize Melissa Galbathea, David McClure, Tiffany Woodside, all these different singers who are really great. But and I've shared my platform with them on my records, but I want to help push their platform themselves. So the next Youthful Praise record will have all these artists that you know. So the next record that I do as J.J. Harrison will truly be an intimate J.J. Harrison record where it's just me and maybe a couple of singers and a guitar player just, you know, with some intimate worship. That's what my next goal is.
J.J., where can folks find you, get up with you, your friends, your fans, and where can they purchase your music?
Right now, I'm all over social media. So it's twitter.com/JJ_Harrison. Facebook is facebook.com/youforpraise. Instagram is JJ Harrison. Periscope is JJ Harrison. And if you want to buy our music, of course, we're on iTunes. Right now on iTunes, our full record, which is 18 tracks, is only $6.99. So you can go get it there. It's on Amazon and everywhere else. So please go get the record. I think you'll enjoy it.
JJ Harrison, I guess. JJ, it's always great talking to you. And may God continue to bless you. And congratulations when I see Victory came out. It debuted at number one. I knew you were happy with that.
Oh, yeah, that was an honor. I'm still honored by that. Absolutely.
J.J. Harrison is, I guess. J.J., thanks for the time.
No problem. Thank you, AJ. I appreciate your time.
J.J. Harrison, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.